Public hospitals used to be a safety net for healthcare. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Simon Hayter, assistant professor of public policy at Penn State University, details why this changed.
The role of government in the U.S. healthcare system has been contentious long before the recent emergence of Medicare for All proposals. Nonetheless, the U.S. could have potentially ended up with a British-style, government-run healthcare system. But the country went a different route. What happened? My recent research seeks to answer this question by looking at the interaction between public insurance programs and hospitals run by local governments. Focusing on California, I show that governments have always been extensively involved in healthcare. Indeed, their involvement grew steadily until the 1960s. Yet in 1965, a dramatic shift occurred: the enactment of Medicaid and Medicare. In a story of unintended consequences, the programs largely shifted the responsibility for the needy and sick to state and federal governments. The results have been stunning. While California's network of county hospitals reached near universal proportions in the early 1960s, all but the most well-resourced local governments in turn began closing their hospitals. Undoing the nation's safety net of public hospitals has had crucial implications for the nation's health. Public hospitals have disproportionately shouldered key roles that private providers often seek to avoid. Moreover, public hospitals have served as a backstop for the poorest members of society. Indeed, eligibility restrictions on programs like Medicaid in many states virtually excluded all adults, no matter how poor, let alone immigrants. Crucially, these developments have changed healthcare politics by taking questions of healthcare access off local agendas. Advocates for any large-scale health reform efforts should be mindful of the eventual unintended side effects.
That was Simon Hayter of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.